Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I'm coming to you from Florida today. Down here at the Pensacon Convention. Boy, what a well-run, seamless convention this is. And such nice people, and everybody takes such care of you, and we are impressed. And boy, do I have a lot of information. Dear Lord, again, we've just kind of crossed into streamlined downpouring, outpouring, inpouring of information here. As you know, this Thursday, I'm giving you an hour webinar on the coronavirus. I sent out an email to everyone about it. If you're not on my email, guys, when things like this happen, the channel says you got to do the times it happened today. So I get on the email if you don't want to miss them. Anyway, it's the Thursday from 8 to 9. So get signed up if you haven't already. And the next webinar, which interestingly enough, a lot of the stuff on the webinar coincides, they say, with the coronavirus information. The next webinar on stress, which as we know is the basis of all disease because stress creates inflammation, is March 25th. So both of these. And the information they want to give you right now about stress is it's controllable, guys. So you have to accept the fact, again, that you're God, you are the God of you, and you are in control of what you choose, what you focus on, right? What you think, what you fear, what you feel. You are the God of all of those things within you. So you've got to take responsibility, especially now, you know, are you being sucked in by all this focus on the coronavirus? Or whenever you hear it, are you saying, I'm the God of me, I'm creating a strong immune system right now. I am perfect health. I am health and wellness. And I'm in control of my life. Okay? So, stress is controllable, and it is interconnected with the coronavirus, which we will learn a little bit about today and go into much more detail on Thursday. Stress is in your old story. Keep telling your new story, choosing your new story, choosing your new thoughts and feelings, and stop deferring to your old story because the present part of you, the conscious part of you now, wants expansion. And yet, you're telling your story, which keeps you in the old energy of not being able to expand. Which means you're fighting yourself. And a house divided against itself falls. So, created from your more false limiting belief system to create a new reality, you've got to literally consciously change your thoughts, your perceptions, feelings, everything. Okay, now on to the coronavirus. The first thing they gave me was the song from Hamilton in the room where it happened. And what that refers to in terms of our work and understanding it is we are the room where the coronavirus begins, right? And we are the room where everything begins. From the information I have right now, the coronavirus is all about control and feeling like we don't have any control. They took me to the core belief I can never be God. Right? Now, to look at a country like where their press is monitored, there's so many people that you really can hardly drive around. There are apartments, a lot of them, that the students live in these high-rise things that have six cots in a room. That's what they can afford. They have control over their how many kids they can conceive. I believe that's still in place. So a lot of it is about you don't have control over your own life, right? Where it all started. And that's, again, the basis of all disease is stress. What's the biggest stress? I don't have any control over who I am. A lot of the problems that I've been dealing with all of these programs that I've been doing, you know, when I'm multidimensional, I'm sick. When I come alive again, I'm sick. I can never be God. I will never be God. I'm not the power that creates my own life. All of those core beliefs that we have been redirecting really come under the umbrella of I have no control of my life. So I'm telling all of you that the more you can direct yourself to know, accept, and be the power that creates your life, the healthier and the more protected you will be from anything that's going on in the environment, because it will lessen your stress, which lessens your inflammation, which keeps you protected from all this stuff that's all the time, right? So your job right now is whenever you hear the word corona or coronavirus, you go, I am creation of me, and I am saying like words. You have to be conscious, guys, because, you know, people love to get involved in the fear. They say it, and yet they go to it. So you've got to be conscious of going the other way and directing what you want. Okay, so I guess I just got a note that my connection is really horrible. Okay, well, I don't know what to do about it. And so if the number I'm supposed to call in, you're going to have to get to me. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, Dee, I think we're going to have you call in on your phone because you've got important stuff to share, and you're cutting in like every other word, basically.
Oh, no. Well, what's the number?
It's 319.
Everybody hang with me. Yeah.
527. Yeah. 6305.
Okay, everybody Hang on.
Hang tight. We're going to get her back.
Hang on with me. I'm so sorry. Hang on, everybody. I'm dialing in now. See if this works because I don't have my regular headphones with me. Everybody, trying it again. Okay, I'm on.
Hello? Can you hear me, Steven?
One second. Sorry, it's a lot of scrolling.
And Daniel said, I am the strong, clear connection. I'm claiming it, Daniel.
There we go. You sound good to me.
Okay.
Keep going, and
All
as
right.
long as nobody else mentions it, we're good.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat everything real quick. Thursday, free webinar from 8 to 9 on the coronavirus. March 25th, webinar on stress. They're interconnected. What they want you to know about stress is controllable, and it's interconnected with the coronavirus. We know that stress is the major creator of disease because it creates inflation, breaks our immune system down. The more you're telling your old story, the more you are working against the consciousness that's trying to create your new story. Look away from your reality and create the reality you want. Now, what this has to do with the coronavirus is literally the channel wants us to know that we are the room where it happened. Within us is the beginning or the end of the coronavirus. And the basis of the coronavirus right now, as far as I understand it, is I don't have control over my life. I went over all the ways in China before that they literally don't feel like they have any control over their lives, from how overpopulated they are, to the lack of free press, to how many kids they can have, blah, 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 right? So I don't want you to focus, and the whole world is trying to get you to focus on it. Know what's going on, get the information, and then consciously go, I am the God of me and my health and wellness. And I am in control of creating health and wellness. My immune system is strong, and I thrive. All right? Be conscious of continually directing your energy to what you want, not the fear that everybody is trying to get you to focus on. All right. I'm going to the callers, and hopefully this works. Ann in Georgia, you're on.
I'm coming.
Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am. I just went over in the kitchen. All the work I've been doing on the rental, and I've got somebody that wants to move in tomorrow and bring me the money and everything today. And I just wanted the channel's read on it. I get the yes on it.
Well, sweetheart, I want you to start using your own channel. So
okay,
I drop down into your heart, Ann.
Yeah.
what do you think? Connect with their energy. See, guys, and I'm telling this to everybody that does the work also. Yeah,
I did use my
Angela. Hold on, let me finish.
Okay.
You have to take a few seconds to drop down and really connect with the energy that you're working with. So connect with this person's energy. Does the energy feel good to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, Ann, you're the God of you. You need to trust that. Is her picture complete about what she wants? I get a yes. Is there anything falling out? I get a no. So I want you all, before you ask me, I want you to go to yourself today and see what you get. And let's compare
that
notes.
I did that last night with my pendulum, and I got a yes.
All right, then trust yourself, baby, because you're right. Okay?
And it's a man, actually. So, yeah.
And good creating.
Good, thank you.
You bet. Yep, remember, I trust me. I am complete. I am there. Yes, sir. Ryan in San Diego. Hi, baby.
Hi, gorgeous.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I wanted to give a testimonial on my wonderful little cameo that you did for me. It was such a treat. If you guys don't know that Dee does this, you can get a little video shout-out on cameo.com. And I thought it'd be a treat to have a familiar name on her list of people to put in. And I got this beautiful video that just absolutely makes me smile every time I look at it.
Oh, Ryan, I just got a huge smile when I saw the order come in from you, too. So thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing those cameos, actually. I get to talk from my heart a lot, and I like it. So thank you, baby, for calling in. You got any questions you need answered?
No, that's all I called in to do.
Well, good. That's a good reason to call in. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to Dale in Sacramento. Hi, you're on.
Hello. We talked a couple weeks. Can you hear me?
I can, sweetheart. Yes, we talked a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, about my compulsive lying. Well, I feel that I've come clean about my lying with my wife. And she still feels that I'm lying. Am I just lying to myself? Or am I still lying?
No. Hold on. Is that the right question? Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? I get that you are not lying to yourself. And, guys, you have to understand when you've been saying purple is red, purple is red, purple is red, purple is red for years, and then you wake up and go, oh, I'm sorry, purple is purple. It's going to take a few, a little time for the people that you've been incorrectly saying purple is red to adjust to your new energy. You know, there's a level of trust because you have been putting out falsehoods as far as they're concerned, right? So, again, when you shift the energy has to shift around you. You're not lying to yourself, and the channel is also saying, please be aware that you want to keep directing yourself, that you are truthfulness. These are great words. I am truthfulness in abundance. In other words, I have abundance of truthfulness. Right? So
yeah, right.
You want to keep directing that for yourself, okay? And then trust the people that you are with, that they will see the truthfulness of your new direction. In that way, we lie to ourselves because we go, oh, people don't trust us, people don't believe us. So let's tell us the truth of what we want, which is people respond to my new direction and commitment of my truthfulness. Okay?
All right.
Got it?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
Good for you, Dale. Keep working on it. Keep
all right,
working
thank you.
And playing with it. You bet. You bet, guys. Again, always, always, always focus only on what you want. Katie in New York,
yeah.
You're on.
Yeah.
Katie?
Yeah.
Hello, Katie.
Yeah.
All right, I'll come back. I don't know where she is. Daniel in Arizona, you're on.
Hi, babe, Kate.
Hi, honey, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Been doing a lot of work around the work and getting into a lot of good clarity and discernment and redirection of energy.
Get a big yes on that.
Now, the challenges of the opening of this show relate right into this, and it is in the follow-through of action and the connecting the signal back to myself in creation.
Okay, again, Daniel, say it as simply as you can. In one sentence, what do you want to know?
Where is my disconnect in following through with actions?
The first word they gave me is doubt. And we talk a lot about doubt on this show, guys. So, you see, we started out with doubt. Anne doubted that she got the right answer. We are doubting, Daniel, that we are the God of us. Now, what is God? God is everything. So God is everything positive. God is everything negative. What we call positive and negative. God just looks at it as a different definition of energy. Okay? So it's right in alignment with what the show is about, sweetheart. Are you going to absolutely know that you are the God of you and that the definition of that God is the God that knows, that is complete, and that always receives the highest information through divine love? See, there's a little bit of doubt because we're all still playing around with this. Guys, this concept has never been introduced to us before in all the lifetimes we've lived. So our brain and the memory in our water, which is 80% of what we are, is going, wait, what? I don't understand. I don't know. I've never heard this. I've never lived this. Right? So we just have to vigilantly keep in the creation of that. And that's all it is. You should see my pendulum's flying off the rock here. So there
yep.
Anything else? No, it's just stop doubting ourselves. Stop doubting ourselves and know. Okay?
You got it.
Okay, you know how to test this yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're very far along the work, Daniel. So, and I'm going through the same thing. Jared, Nadia, everybody on the big path is going through this now. It's like poop or get off the pot. We've just got to accept that we are the gods of us now and get on with it. Okay?
All righty.
All righty. Thank you. Love you. So
love you.
Let's just all come together and balance and claim that right now. I know, accept, and demand my knowing that I am the God of me. I am the creator of my life and myself, and ergo, my world and my universe. And around this, we invoke the symbol, the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth, the violet flame and the golden light. So it is. Good. Whoa, you can feel that in the community. Oh, good. I like that. Lynn, what's up?
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just got this, like, feeling of clarity come through my head as we did that, which I love.
Yeah, clarity. So, that's a really good thing to claim, too, everybody.
Yeah.
I think I just took you off. Hold on a minute. Sorry, Lynn. Come on back.
There you are. Okay.
Technical difficulties here. Okay, so what's your question?
Okay, so the last 7 weeks, I've been working a steady set schedule, making the most money I've made, and it's now, I know, right? I created that, and now I was told it's set to end next weekend as opposed to being an ongoing thing. So I know that I've created something even better for me, and it will be coming in divine time. I get that, because there's some things about this one that weren't really as comfortable or in the area that I wanted to be in, but it was closer.
Okay, Lynn,
you know?
I want to correct you on one thing. The divine time of creating it is right now.
Okay.
So you start creating it right now and know that you've got to claim it like you've already have it, guys.
It's done then.
This new job. And make sure there's one thing they're saying. There's one thing that you're leaving out. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song. Balance. Hold on. They just get it. It's balance. You're not asking for balance. Is that one of the things you want more from in this job?
I felt physically out of balance, I'll say that.
Well, you don't want to.
No. I've been claiming I'm in balance and thriving, and what I've been searching for is to begin to use my creative gifts and talents to bring the abundance into my life as opposed to the day job I've been doing. And that's kind of been the theme going on for the last couple of years, and I feel like it's time now. I know now is the time.
It is time, but you don't believe that you can make the money you want to make doing what you love, Lynn. And you've got to know that and trust it. And that doesn't mean you totally, you know, stop doing the jobs that are making you money. While you're doing the jobs that are making you money, you have to really own and direct and accept that you're creating the same amount of money doing creative things, or more money doing creative things, right? So that's where the disconnect is that doubt again, you know, and remember, we never doubt the negative. We only doubt the positive.
Right.
We're not going to have enough money, but we always doubt, oh, my God, am I always going to have more than enough?
Right. And the picture that keeps going through my head right now and before I got on the air was me behind a curtain or you know, like stage, off stage, and my foot's out, and there's a big spotlight, but it doesn't reach the spotlight.
Well, no, because you've got to walk into it.
Stuck there, yes, okay.
You've got to, you know, and anybody that's done a lot of stage will tell you that the spotlights are set. In a big show, the spotlights are set. They don't have people following you anymore. So the actor has to find the spotlight, and the universe is the spotlight. So the universe is going, here, know you're in control, know you're the creator of you, and you hit the spotlight.
Right?
And that's what's falling out, Lynn. So just keep saying, I know, I'm complete. Feel into what it would feel like to make all that money doing what you love.
I will. Thank you. And with this virus, I got sucked into a lot of the stuff on Twitter yesterday, and I literally pulled myself out of it today, this morning, because I went so down the rabbit hole, and I was like, wait a minute, stop. This is crazy. But it took a few minutes, like actually a few hours, to pull myself out of it. It was grip.
You know, my suggestion to all of you is don't go down there in the first place.
Right, I'm not.
You know
I'm
what you
that.
Should be doing on Twitter and social media, guys? You should all be putting out what you know right now to balance out all the negativity. You should be posting, let's all just focus on health and wellness and joy and happiness, and we'll conquer this virus.
Right.
Are you brave enough to do that? Because that's the truth.
Right.
So, God, guys, get out and use this work and start affecting the world. That's why you're being taught all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. My Baptist preacher came out there a minute. I love you too, baby.
Love
you. Thank
you.
Mary in Wisconsin, you're up.
Hi, beautiful Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, darling.
I have a 40-year-old son who's really sensitive. He picks up so much energy, and he's so angry all the time about injustice and poverty and, you know, all of this stuff, and I don't know how to help him. I've been trying to help him. And I.
Yes, you
well,
do. But
okay.
Let me tell you, it's not that you don't know how. He doesn't want it. And, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
So there's
all right.
nothing else.
Now, you guys have to hang in here with me because this is the second time this week this has happened, and I don't truly understand what this is leading to. All right. So this is the second time. You know I do not believe in negative energy. All there is energy. Energy can be directed negatively, but energy isn't negative in itself. But there is negative energy. This is the same thing, right? Dear God. All right, we're doing this for everybody. There is negative energy from his past and future lives that are attached to him, which means they're a part of his belief system. They're not negative energy outside of him. We're directing now that all energy that's negative or limiting or fearful from our past lives and the people we love, we have permission to do that, yes, for all of us, all of our past life and future life, fearful, limiting, doubting, negative, fearful energy, we command it back to the light, to be turned back into the light, never to screw with us again. We only are attracting now, and this is our command to the energy, only attracting energy that is powerful through divine love, that we are at peace, that we know we're complete, and we know that we are the creators of ourselves, and we do that joyfully through divine love. And so it is. Now, they're suggesting that you do that on his behalf for about a week. Again, it's the energy of past lives and future lives that is limiting and fearful that is really playing around with him and keeping him stuck here, which means it's his energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And remember, guys, when we do that, that means our energy in all dimensions and in all time and space continues. And so it is.
Okay.
That's your answer, baby. Okay.
Thank you very much.
But it's not, you are not to dump on yourself for not being able to help him. You're giving him the information, but he's got to choose to create his own life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, sweetheart. I know, I'm a mom too. It's our greatest challenge for sure. Kurt, what's up, dude?
Hey, 1 second. Let me get you off speaker here. Hey there.
Hi, baby.
I'm having a good time out here. Genevieve and I are out here in Hollywood. And you're on the East
Coast. I know, and I'm not. That sucks.
Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody. And it's really great to be in the creation. And thanks to the community. And the work, and you.
Well, thank you, Kirk. You have created some pretty phenomenal things this year for yourself.
And it's piling on and happening like lightning. A lot of it is committing to what I want, and when the opportunities come up, it's been a great catalyst lately, just boom, boom with the art and the acting, and it's great to have a film premiere at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. That's
pretty
cool.
Oh, I so wish I could be there to share that with you. But all of it started, Kirk, when you finally said, I don't have to keep myself small.
Yep.
And you really embraced your power, and that's when it all... Can't be afraid of your power, guys. You have to embrace it, go for it, know you are it, and you cannot mishandle it if it is directed through divine love. So jump in and do the hokey pokey with your power. Have a great time, sweetheart. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to head down to Coast and paint today, so I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm so happy for him. He's such a beautiful artist. Kathleen in New Mexico, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
I want to ask you, what, why did I come into, or why was I born into the family that I was born into?
Well, because they taught you what you didn't want. So at this point in your life, you can let go of that story and go, this is what I do want. So how was your family abusive or negative?
They, I was just never good enough, and no matter what I did.
Okay.
And there was.
Right there, and that's why you picked them. So that you would know and experience in this lifetime that I am good enough. Now, that means you can't keep focused on that story of what they taught you. You've got to start focusing, choosing, creating, and feeling into the magnificence of who you are, knowing that you are the God of you and you've always been good enough. That's your focus right now, sweetheart. And that can change your life instantly, Kathleen. But you've got to keep telling, you've got to quit telling your story. Okay?
Okay.
Because
okay.
The more you tell the story, the more you define yourself in the old way that you're trying to recreate. So you're working against yourself.
What do you mean telling my story? I don't tell anybody any of this.
You're telling yourself. I came from this family, and this family did this to me, and I was never good enough. And so your little girl still lives in that I'm not good enough place. And you have to take time to work with her and retrain her and integrate all of you into knowing you're good enough. And that means accepting your power. Okay?
But you can't say I'm powerful
while you're saying I'm not good enough. It doesn't work.
And so no matter what I'm doing, I'm good enough.
Just say I'm good enough. See,
okay,
it's not
about
what you're doing or not doing, Kathleen. It's about the frequency of who you are. It's the frequency of who you are. I am the frequency of good enough. What does that feel like? Not that I have to do anything or prove anything by things outside of me to know that I'm good enough. The knowing comes first, and you don't need any proof of anything to claim that you're good enough. So I want you to start there and consciously go to your love place, feel love whenever you claim I am the frequency of good enough, and work with that for about a week and see how your perspective of the world changes and how the world starts perceiving you differently, okay? And then we'll go from there. All right, darling.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank
you. You bet, sweetheart. Regina in Ireland, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. How wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having some challenges at the moment with tinnitus. Kind of a ringing in my head, ringing in my ears, but a ringing in my head. And I was having a treatment for it yesterday, and what felt like the message I got was to ask Dee.
Well, the first thing that they gave me, Regina, was what don't you want to hear? And it's right in alignment with this. You don't want to hear how powerful you are.
Okay.
So can you choose to hear how powerful you are for yourself?
Yes. Yes, I want to do that.
Okay. The second thing, and I'm not a doctor, but they're showing me a clogged ear.
Have you had
the ears checked to be cleaned out?
I had that done as part of thinking that was the problem at the beginning. So I did get that done, but maybe doing it again would be a good idea.
I get a yes on that, and it's pretty deeply embedded. I think it's your right ear. Is that where you're having the tinnitus?
It feels like it's at the back of my head rather than necessarily in my ears. Yeah.
Well, they keep showing me the right ear,
and
they keep giving me the word embedded. So, again, not a doctor. This is energetically, but yeah. I get, Regina, that cleaning out your ear will help. Now, the tinnitus, is it also causing you dizziness?
No, it's not.
Okay. Are you dizzy at all from anything? If you're not, just say no.
No, fuzzy rather than dizzy, I think. I've described it as kind of making me a bit fuzzy.
Fuzzy, okay. That's a different subject, but they wanted to go to it. Hold on, sheet. But can you give me a song, please?
I Want to Break Free.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it's all about, and that's in alignment with the show. You want to break free from your limitations. We all are in the process of breaking free of our limitations, guys. So we're all saying, I'm powerful, I'm complete, I'm the God of me. While, and it's different in everybody, there's this other part going, no, you're not. You better be careful. God's not going to like you, all that. And they keep saying a month. They give me this time frame of a month that if everybody would just do it consciously and consistently for a month, so many things would clear up for us. So I'm inviting all of us to join me and the channel in doing that, to direct our days every day. I'm complete. I'm joyful. I'm the God of me. I'm the creation of me. I'm powerful through divine love. Let's just do that consciously every day, no matter when it surfaces for us, for about a month, and see what shifts. But we've got to do the work to feel the shift. Everybody wants to feel the shift and then go, oh, what do I do now? It doesn't work that way. It works the other way. All right. Regina, will you call back in and let me know?
I will. And I'm actually, a month is really interesting because that thought came to me. I'm booked to have a private with you in exactly a month's time.
How interesting. And they're saying a month applies to everybody on the show. So let's just do it. Okay, let's do it. And don't question it. Don't doubt it. Just do it. We've got everything, everything to win and nothing to lose, guys. All right, madam. Keep me informed, will you?
Fabulous. Thanks a million.
Thank you, darling. And Ireland is the one place
yeah.
I still want. Yeah, I want to make it over there so badly. The one place I really want to join. Well, I can't get you off, Regina. I don't know. There we go. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So I loved last week that you gave everyone something from the channel before they even asked a question. Are you willing to do that today?
Yeah, I believe it was what was in your way of your personal power, right? And claiming
right.
your power.
Jeez. Yes.
Look. Sean, give me a movie, please.
Oh, wow. Star Trek comes to mind. Any of
yeah,
the movies.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
All right. So there's a big belief in, because metaphorically, we're all trying to get to the star, right? The pure star of who we are when we started out as star energy.
Yeah.
And but there's a belief that we have to struggle to do it. You should see my pencil and it's flying. And that you have a belief that you have to really struggle for this dream and to be there, Jennifer, but you're already there. That's why they want you to really claim, and all of us to claim, I'm there. I'm already there. I'm complete. I'm powerful through divine love, right? I'm free.
Yes.
If we believe in struggle, guys, we have to create struggle in order to get to the powerful God we are. But God doesn't struggle. God just is. Energy just is. Okay? Yeah.
That
you
is.
Have your clear
yeah,
about what I gave you?
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
so great because this morning I woke up and the first thing that came to mind was the word star.
Ah!
So,
well, there you go.
And I was like,
there
oh,
you
God,
go.
No.
Just, we just all want to be that pure star energy that broke off from the one energy, because that's who we really are. That's authentically who we are, guys. Okay?
Thank you. That was great.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Yep. Oh, I love it when the synchronicity comes together like that. The first thing you heard was star. Oh, I love it. Pat, in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Last week I was in the queue. It was a perfect day to ask you because I was literally triggered into some trauma and I just wanted to know, what can I do to short circuit it rather than wait for it all to wear off?
Okay, guys, you can't keep listening to the show and not knowing this. You redirect the energy into what you want. So you tell me, in one sentence, how would you redirect the energy that you don't want into the energy that you do want?
If there's a negative in this sentence, but I want to wake up without fear. I want to have confidence.
Okay. So the way you say that without a negative is, I wake up in my joyful knowing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Because if you say, I don't want to wake up in fear, we know our brain thinks in pictures, and your brain will see more what?
Okay.
Fear.
May I ask if you can see a core belief that began when I was 3 or 4 or 5 with agoraphobia?
Actually, yes. They said, hold on, let me get to my sheets here. This page here. Yeah, see, I can never be God.
Huh.
So again, okay. It's all, if you know that you are the power of you and you have control over your life, why would you wake up in fear? You see, it's an oxymoron. As children, you know, we think we don't have any control, that our parents are responsible for us, and so we take what they say, we take what they model to us, and that puts us in fear because half the time they don't know they're in control either. Okay? So
okay.
Anything you can do around everything we've talked about today, that's your answer, Pat.
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
All right, darling. You bet. Susan, I saw you at the beginning, and then I lost you. What's up?
Gosh, I didn't think you'd get to me. Hang on a minute. Take you off the speaker. I didn't think you'd get to me today. I figured,
well,
you know.
You must have thought
okay.
It somehow, because here you are. What's your
okay.
question?
Okay, my question is, I'm downsizing with my house. And I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff that I don't need.
That's
and
really
one of the
good.
Things, and one of the things is all my VHS tapes. But a lot of them have tapes of my daughter, who I just absolutely loved raising when she was young. But she has turned against me, as you know, and it breaks my heart to just get rid of these tapes. That,
don't
you know,
get rid of them.
What?
You're not supposed to get rid of those.
Okay.
You can have them put on DVD.
Okay.
You want to get
rid
of the tapes, but you don't want to get rid of those memories because she's going to come around.
She will. I didn't know if she was just going to discard. See, I hated my mom all of her days of her life until she died. And then I loved her after she died because she came to me. After she died, she came.
Yeah, well,
she
you don't
literally
want to do
to
this with your daughter. You don't want
don't,
to do that.
Yeah,
your job
okay.
is just to love her unconditionally and allow her to come around.
To come around at, in her own time.
Well, yeah, you can't control that.
Right.
But
I.
You can control whether you live in heaven or hell right,
right.
now.
Okay,
loving her unconditionally.
That was my question, basically, was should I just, you know, throw everything out and just, you know, forget that
no.
I have a daughter?
No. Nope,
because
nope,
it, breaks,
nope.
it breaks my heart to do that. It really,
well,
I mean,
that's
I'm just.
Your answer.
I'm in tears.
That's your answer. If it doesn't make you happy, don't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm so I'm so glad that you were able to help me confirm that, because that was important to me, because they've been sitting in the bag downstairs long thinking, well, you know, do I just, you know, move on and let that part of my life go.
You want to keep him. You want to keep him. She's going to come around, and you're going to be really happy when you have him, Susan.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
That's all I needed. That's all I needed. Thank you.
But guys, your job is to stay in love, to feel love, right? Don't if you feel yourself getting hooked in all of politics, go back to your love place. Go back to your knowing. I know that this country is created in power through divine love and respect and honor for all people, honesty, integrity. Say what you want. Never focus on what you don't unless it's just to get to what you do want. That's the only thing it serves, okay? And then go to your love place and feel into that power, all right? Work on your power this week. Start every day directing, I know I'm complete. I'm the power of my own creation. I'm the power of my own choice. I am the God of me. Woo-hoo, yippee, let's get on with it. Wow, I'm wanted to get some more people where we have so many technical difficulties. So come together and let's say this together. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.